DHR Health. Valley Athletic Association hosted second annual Texas Emergency Sports Medicine Seminar. Mega Doctor News by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. July 26, 2024, the Texas Emergency Sports Medicine Seminar, TEAMS, a collaborative event hosted by DHR Health and the Valley Athletic Association, commenced its second annual session on July 26, 2024. The two-day seminar focuses on educating school athletic trainers, nurses, physicians, and emergency medical personnel on the latest advancements, guidelines, and information in sports medicine. The first day of TEAMS is dedicated to healthcare professionals. Based on feedback from last year's attendees, this year's seminar included an extensive array of topics. The sessions cover critical areas such as heat illness management, injury assessment, and emergency response for student athletes. Dr. Noel Oliveira, chairman of the Continuing Medical Education Committee at DHR Health and head of the Wound Care Center, highlighted the hands-on nature of the seminar. Participants are engaged in practical scenarios where they must respond to simulated medical emergencies involving student athletes. This hands-on training is made possible with the help of mannequins and extensive support from South Texas College. Dr. Oliveira explained that the seminar was conceived through collaboration between key figures in the Valley Athletic Trainer Association and DHR health leaders, including Marissa Castaneda and Alonzo Cantu. They gathered input from athletic trainers like Israel Montaño and Dr. Joe Ramos, who emphasized the need for high-caliber speakers and relevant topics. This year, the seminar featured lectures on sports physicals, a crucial area of interest for trainers. Attendees learned about the comprehensive head-to-toe assessment necessary for evaluating student athletes before they can participate in sports. The seminar also extensively covered heat-related illnesses, preparing trainers for the upcoming school year when such issues are prevalent. The hands-on approach is a cornerstone of TEAMS, ensuring that every participant gains practical experience. They work through realistic scenarios, practicing responses to various medical conditions. This immersive method is designed to enhance the readiness of healthcare providers in real-life situations. Dr. Oliveira emphasized the importance of training athletic trainers to take thorough medical histories and recognize critical health issues. Trainers, while not physicians, play a vital role in the initial assessment and care of student athletes. The seminar addressed common conditions such as asthma, diabetes, and previous injuries, providing trainers with the knowledge to handle these issues effectively. Concussion management was another significant topic. Dr. Gugu led an in-depth session on concussions, which sparked numerous questions from the audience. This interactive component underlines the seminar's goal of engaging and educating attendees on pertinent issues. The seminar's planning team included notable figures such as Dr. Noel Oliveira, Dr. Joe Ramos, Israel Montaño, Kurt Flugel, Anna Badillo, Director of CME at DHR Health, Elizabeth Crum, Logan Lopez, and Carlos Tello from South Texas College. Their collective efforts have resulted in a comprehensive and impactful seminar. The conference was free for registered attendees, with a nominal fee for CPR training participants. TEAMS offers diverse sessions and practical experiences to equip healthcare professionals and community members with the skills necessary to provide proper care for youth and student athletes. The second annual Texas Emergency Sports Medicine Seminar, TEAMS, hosted by DHR Health and the Valley Athletic Association, is designed to bridge the gap between various stakeholders in student athlete care. This year's seminar saw athletic trainers, coaches, and nursing staff participation. A significant focus was on aligning the efforts of trainers and nurses and incorporating emergency medical personnel, EMTs and paramedics, into the conversation. Dr. Oliveira emphasized the importance of collaboration among these groups. It's not unusual for a trainer to call the school nurse or vice versa when dealing with an injured child. We aim to bring them together, he noted. While some emergency medical personnel attended this year, the goal for future seminars is to increase their involvement significantly. The afternoon sessions were particularly valuable due to their hands-on approach. After lectures on cooling down patients and proper spinal boarding techniques, Attendees had the opportunity to practice these procedures. This practical application is crucial in preparing trainers to handle real-life situations effectively. It's not just about watching someone else perform the procedures. Each trainer will do them hands-on, Dr. Oliveira explained. This immersive experience ensures that the skills learned are deeply ingrained, making them readily available during emergencies. Organizing such an extensive seminar took meticulous planning and coordination over the past year and a half. The team held frequent meetings to discuss logistics, speaker arrangements, and topic selections. Renowned speakers flew in from various locations, requiring careful scheduling to ensure they could deliver multiple lectures. Our speakers provided excellent information and even shared their contact details with the trainers. This network is vital, as trainers often face significant injuries that require prompt attention, Dr. Oliveira stated. This initiative aims to reduce unnecessary ER visits by providing direct access to specialists. One of the significant announcements at the seminar was the introduction of a Saturday clinic at DHR Health. This clinic is set to begin immediately, coinciding with the start of the football season. It will provide support for concussions, orthopedic injuries, and other sports-related issues. Dr. Oliveira emphasized the importance of this service. Trainers can now avoid the dilemma of waiting until Monday to address injuries. They can directly refer student athletes to our clinic, ensuring timely and appropriate care. The clinic will be located at the Orthopedic Institute at DHR Health, providing a convenient and specialized resource for trainers and parents. With the football season starting soon, early training sessions and preseason scrimmages are just around the corner. The seminar's timing is ideal, equipping trainers with the latest knowledge and skills as they prepare for the busy season. DHR Health's commitment to supporting student athletes extends beyond the seminar. The new Saturday clinic will offer ongoing support, alleviating the pressure on trainers and providing parents with a reliable resource for their children's sports-related health needs. The team's seminar took place at the Edinburgh Conference Center at Renaissance, located at 118 Paseo del Prado, Edinburgh. The collaboration between DHR Health, the Valley Athletic Association, and other stakeholders reflects a unified effort to enhance sports medicine practices in the community. Dr. Oliveira expressed his satisfaction with the seminar's outcomes and the positive impact it promises for the upcoming sports season. The trainer's relief was palpable. This initiative is the next level in providing comprehensive care for our student athletes, he concluded. The team's seminar continues to be an essential event in advancing sports medicine and ensuring the safety and well-being of student athletes in the region.